Good morning, everybody, and happy Thursday. Scott Morozek here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Sheriff Kelly J. Hansen announced that anonymous donors have once again stepped forward to support community members facing hardships during the holiday season, making the 12th consecutive year of the program. In the coming weeks, sheriff's deputies will deliver $100 cash gifts or food certificates to individuals and families who have experienced significant challenges this year, including loss of loved ones, serious illness, job loss, or grandparents raising grandchildren. The program also supports local nonprofits serving homeless and displaced residents. The initiative began when local residents approached Sheriff Hansen requesting the department's assistance in discreetly distributing aid to those in need. Annual donations have grown substantially from an average of $5,000 in earlier years to between $7,000 and $12,000 recently, with 1 year reaching $28,000. Deputies deliver gifts unannounced, with distribution typically continuing through New Year's Day. Over 12 years, combined with previous 9-year Toys for Tots partnership, the Sheriff's Department has facilitated the distribution of more than $328,000 in cash and toys to thousands of Huron County residents. The 2025 Harbor Beach Christmas Parade will be in downtown Harbor Beach this Saturday at 5:30 p.m. The parade route is from City Hall East on 142 State Street to the light, then south on M25 Huron Avenue to Truscott Street. There will be no parking on the south side of 142 from City Hall to 5th Street, and no parking on both sides of 142 from 3rd Street to the traffic light. The parade is part of a broader holiday celebration in Harbor Beach, designed to share the spirit of the season and draw visitors downtown. A community Christmas tree lighting is scheduled to follow the parade on the Murphy Museum lawn, offering a free, family-friendly way to cap the evening. And two Wexford County residents, that's up by Cadillac, are facing multiple felony charges in the death of 22-year-old Rebecca Park of Manton and her unborn child. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel announced that Courtney Bartholomew, 40, and Bradley Bartholomew, 47, both of Boone, were arraigned in 84th District Court in Cadillac. Prosecutors have charged each defendant with first-degree murder, felony murder, torture, conspiracy to commit torture, assault on a pregnant individual causing miscarriage or stillbirth, conspiracy to commit that assault, unlawful imprisonment, and removal of a dead body. The life offense counts carry potential maximum sentences of life in prison. Authorities allege that on November 3rd, the couple lured Park, who was about 38 weeks pregnant, and his Courtney's biological daughter to their Wexford County home, where she was tortured in an attempt to remove the unborn baby, resulting in the death of both. Park's remains were recovered November 25th in the Manistee National Forest after an extensive search. The Wexford County Prosecutor's Office is leading the case with assistance from State Attorney General's Office, and investigators are asking the public to avoid active investigation sites and not interfere with the ongoing probe.
ThumbNot.net, your ultimate destination for staying in the loop about all the exciting events and happenings around the Thumb region. Discover a vibrant community calendar that's just a click away. From festivals to fundraisers, concerts to workshops, ThumbNot.net has it all covered. Don't miss out on the action. Visit ThumbNot.net's community calendar and make sure you're always in touch with what's trending in your area. Join the ThumbNot.net community calendar and never miss a moment. ThumbNot.net, your guide to the thumb.
Embrace your love story with an engagement ring showcasing eye-catching, fancy-shaped center stones to give any bride-to-be the engagement ring that's sure to bring the wow factor long after the holiday season is over. Mackenzie Jewelers, where wow is what we do. Shop Mackenzie Jewelers this Christmas season for all your special gifts.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's Mackenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, helping her eyes sparkle on Christmas morning for over 40 years.
Now open 7 days a week through December 24th.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
The Michigan State Police is launching its annual, quote, Stuff a Blue Goose holiday drive, inviting residents across Michigan to help fill patrol cars with new toys and non-perishable food for families in need. Now, in its 16th year, the statewide campaign features more than 30 collection events where MSP patrol vehicles, known as Blue Geese, will serve as drop-off points for donated items. Items gathered at each location will stay in the local community and be distributed through area charities to neighbors in need. In 2024, Community Generosity helped troopers collect more than 12,000 toys and 4,000 pounds of non-perishable food and $50,000 in monetary support for families facing hardship. Officials say that strong public participation each year allows the department to make a meaningful difference in the communities it serves. And the Navy admiral who reportedly issued orders to fire upon survivors of an attack on an alleged drug boat is set to brief Congress. Lawmakers overseeing national security are expected to receive a classified briefing today from Admiral Frank Mitch Bradley about the boat strike. It's a potentially crucial moment in the unfolding investigation into how Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth handled the military operation in international waters near Venezuela. Lawmakers are seeking a full accounting after the Washington Post reported that Bradley, on September 2nd, had ordered an attack on two survivors to comply with Hegseth's directive to, quote, kill everybody. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour. And just remember that you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.